Hi, welcome to Real Talk for Real People with Coach Rodney Young. Real Talk is sponsored by Roman Grace Apparel. Before you shop any place, make sure it's Roman Grace. Now, are you ready for Real Talk? Here's your host, Coach Rodney Young.
Yo, what is up? This is your friendly neighborhood coach coming at you. Real Talk for Real People is live and on the air.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find.
How do you catch Coach Young? Well, you catch me on Twitter at RodneyYoung34. Facebook is CoachYoung34. My Instagram is CoachYoung.34. My website is RodneyYoungORG.wordpress.com. My YouTube is Coach Young. Or you can call me at 623-226-5635. Take a second, let's listen to some Marvin Gaye, what's going on?
Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Oh my goodness, I know it has been a minute since I have been on here. I apologize, but I kind of don't apologize. I needed to take some time to really process things that I'm seeing, things that I have seen. And we're going to talk a little bit today, real talk, but I had to process some things. I wanted to get and research my own thoughts and information and make sure that I give you guys the best content possible. I'm never going to come on here and just give you willy-nilly content or frivolous content. I want to give you something that's going to make you a better individual, that's going to make you the best person that you possibly can be. So that's why I took so much time, and I know it's been some episodes that I haven't put on here, and so now I'm back, and I'm prayerful that we're going to get some things done, fam. But before we get started, I want to dedicate this Real Talk for Real People, this episode, to Mrs. Vivian Jones. I called her Mama Jones. Mama Jones went to be with the Lord a week ago, and it's not often that you get people that are placed in your life that speak life into you, that, you know, treat you as a member of their family. Mama Jones, I went to school with both of her daughters, Carmen and Cleopatra, and got to know her so very well. She loved on me as if I was her own son. She chastised me, you know, and she spoke life into me, and we always had a running joke. You know, she, every time she saw me when I would go back to Ohio and visit, she would say, well, I won't get to see my grandbabies, because she pretty much adopted all my children. And she said, I won't be able to see them until they grown. And so my heart is broken, but I know she is at the right hand of the Father. My condolences and prayers go to Cleopatra and Carmen and the Jones family, Papa Jones. You know, I wish I could have been there, you know, to just hug on and love on the Jones family. It's very rare, like I said, that you run into families that embrace you as a family member. So I definitely send my prayers out to the Jones family. I want to send a shout out to the Rocks family, Mr. and Mrs. Rocks. These are people who have been influential in my life. growing up in high school. And so I want to say this. Don't wait till a person passes away to tell them that you love them. If you have someone that's on your heart right now, I want you to pick up a phone. I want you to call them, text them, email them, whatever it is. And you tell them that you love them. And you tell them every day. If you have an opportunity, the people who are close to you, tell them that you love them. And I'm gonna be honest, the people who you have an issue with, bury the hatchet, because it's really not worth it. You know, in this time of discourse and this time of disarray and dismay, we definitely need to come together as a people, and we definitely need to love on each other. That's what it is. God is a God of love, and that's what He does. So this episode is dedicated to Mrs. Vivian Jones. Love you, Mama. And I can't wait to see you again. All right. Amen. All right, let's get into this. The title of this is called What's Going On. There's a reason I used Marvin Gaye. There's a reason that song was so pivotal even today, because there's so much and so many things that are going on today that are distressing, disturbing, make you angry. I mean, make you want to cuss somebody out. That's just real talk. Make you want to fight. I mean, I've gone across my social media and I've seen so much negativity across my social media. I've seen and heard so much, you know, back and forth on my social media. It has just been disheartening. But what I want to do is I definitely want to talk about what's going on, you know, in the world today. I want to talk about what's taking place. Not only in America, but all over the world, and we're gonna start, you know, with the obvious, and that's COVID-19. Yes, COVID-19. I first and foremost want to send my thoughts and prayers to all the families who have lost loved ones because of COVID-19. I want to send also my thoughts and prayers and get well wishes to those who are battling COVID-19. I don't take this lightly. I will not take it lightly. But I also understand this, team. I understand this, fam. The devil's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And one of the ways that he does that is through fear. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. You know, and although COVID-19 is serious, fear is even more serious, because fear will paralyze you. You know, the thoughts that I'm going to give you on this real talk are the thoughts that I own up to. They're not associated, affiliated with anyone else. I'm not asking you to agree. I'm not asking you to disagree. All I'm asking you to do is just listen. Research certain things for yourself. See, because right now, let's be honest and let's keep it real, the mainstream media is out here just trying to strike fear into your heart. They give you all the death totals. They give you how many people have acquired COVID-19. How Arizona and Texas are now the hot spots for COVID-19. Fam, do you realize you can walk out on the street and get hit by a car? Do you realize that, you know, something drastic can happen to you as you walk out your door? One thing I'm going to tell you is this. If you're so worried about dying, then you're not living. That's real talk. And although this is very serious, and it is a disease that is killing people. What's killing us more is the mode of fear that we move in. Now, I'm not a proponent of masks. I don't care whether you wear them or whether you don't, you know. And in the book of Romans, it talks about us following the law of the land. If it's mandated for you to wear a mask, then you go ahead and wear a mask. I can sit here all day and I can talk about the studies that show that masks don't help, you know, diseases acquire into your body. I can also debate where masks do help. You know, that's a tit for tat type of conversation, and Coach Young is not going to get into that conversation. I'm going to do what God tells me to do, okay? But I need you guys to understand something. That the enemy will put fear in your life to try to stop your forward momentum. I don't know how many times I've been on my social media and I'm hearing people talk about, well, you should wear a mask. You should not wear a mask. This and listen. All that takes away from what the enemy is trying to do, which is cause a discourse, which causes disruption, okay, and stops you from going to where you're supposed to be. Remember, this is 2020. This is the year of vision. This is the year of your vision. This is the year of casting vision, okay? So right now, because we're in a mode of division, we can't truly cast our vision. We can't truly do the things that we need to do to become as successful as we're supposed to be, because we're worried about whether we should wear a mask or whether we shouldn't. Listen, let me share something with you guys. 2 Timothy says, God does not give you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Did you hear what I said? Of power, of love, and a sound mind. Exodus 15 and 26 says, if you listen carefully to the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all of his decrees, I will not bring on to you any of the diseases I brought unto the Egyptians, for I am he, the Lord, who heals you. Do you understand when we walk with the Most High God, we follow his precepts, there is not a disease that will stop us. But when you move in fear, fear opens up Pandora's box to everything that goes against what our Lord and Savior says. Exodus 23 and 25 says, worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. Isaiah 41 and 10. I want to give you these, family, because I want you to understand that we need to move in faith and not fear. COVID-19 is very serious. It is. Okay? COVID-19 is very serious. But so is cancer. So is diabetes. So is influenza. So is lupus. These are all serious disorders that can take you out at any given time. But we're so focused right now on being locked up in our houses, or definitely moving in a mode of being scared, and what we used to say in the street when I grew up, you being scared. Listen, I'm going to live my life, and I'm saying to you, family, live your life. Yes, follow the rules. But live your life. Live your life. I understand who my primary physician is. I understand who my doctor is. I understand that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So because of that, I'm not going to move in fear. My mother used to say this, if you're going to pray, then why worry? If you're going to worry, why pray? That's real talk. So I know people are asking, Coach, well, how are we going to defeat this thing? You defeat anything by releasing it to the power of God. Because see, right now, if you look at the mainstream media, that's all they're doing is they're pumping fear, fear, fear. That's all they're pumping into you. When you watch what's going on television, fear. If you watch your local news, fear. That's the first thing that they come out with. Oh, well, there's another 5,000 people who have acquired COVID. Because you got 5,000 more people that are testing. Here's what I want you to do, fam. Start questioning some of these numbers. Start questioning them. Start questioning the people who are giving you these numbers. Okay? That's just real talk. Find out how many people are in intensive care. Find out how many people are on the ventilators. But here's the telling toll. And I want you to listen to me closely, family. Find out how many people have survived. That'll give you the telltale of how strong this thing is. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I dare one of you to find out the numbers of the survivors, because that's something that the mainstream media that I call the MSM, that's something that they don't talk about, is those who have survived it. Everybody's going to be tested at some form or fashion. You're going to have more tests. You're going to have more positives. But how many people have survived? How many people have survived? Team, I just want you to understand that there are things that you have to research for yourself. Don't take everything that everyone tells you at face value. And let me really get into this. And I thank the Lord for giving me this. You know, I know a lot of you guys see the doctors on television and they're telling you, how serious this thing is. Okay, I learned this from my pastor a long time ago. Doctors are practicing medicine. They're not the end all of all. They're practicing medicine. Okay. So I don't believe everything that a doctor tells me. I'm going to research for myself. For example, those doctors will tell you that type 2 diabetes is not curable. That's a lie. It is absolutely curable. Those same doctors will tell you that diabetes is hereditary. That is also a falsehood. It is not hereditary. Okay? I'm giving you that because I'm a prime example of that. I've been delivered of type 2 diabetes for over now 8 years. And that's because I researched for myself. That's because I listened to people who had better information than the doctors that I was going to. The doctor that I was going to was doing nothing but feeding fear in my life, which would cause me to take a medication. But I digress. Let me not get into that. But I want you to understand that you see what's going on out here, but it should not make you move in fear. It should not make you paralyzed to where you don't want to come out of your homes. Now, for our elderly, for those who are older, I understand precaution. You do that. But that's precaution for everything. Okay? So I don't go by all of these numbers that they send me. All these numbers that I see on social media and all these numbers that I see on the mainstream media. I look deeper. I want to see the survival rate. I want to see how many people have survived this. Because I guarantee you, there are more people who have survived it than who have perished from it. Somebody want to try me? Try me. Look up the numbers yourself. I'm not going to stop living my life. I'm not going to tell my family to stop living their life. Yes, do we take universal precautions? Yes, but you should have been doing that in the first place. Some of y'all just dirty. Real talk. Wash your hands. Take care of yourselves. Okay? Eat healthier. These are some of the things. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some things that's actually been positive that's come out of this COVID-19. You want to know what it is? Number one, it has brought families back together. Families can now sit down and they've had conversations with one another. They put down some of these electronic devices and they've been talking again. We've gotten back to the family structure again. Real talk. So there has been some positives that's come out of it. But until we get out of this fear mode, we'll never move in total victory. Because fear dictates, faith elevates. That's real talk. So, nextly, I want to get into, you know, we see, you know, all the social injustices that have been taking place here in America. You know, I was absolutely appalled, like everyone else, in seeing what happened to George Floyd. You know, these officers, the one officer sat and put a knee on this man's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Pardon me. And to watch the other officers just stand there and watch this man die. Of course, it was the most disgusting thing and the most appalling thing that I've ever seen. Then beforehand, you had Ahmaud Arbery, where two men basically just gunned him down because he was walking or jogging in the neighborhood. We have Breonna Taylor, who there was a no-knock warrant that took place at the house, at her house that she was living in. And they kicked the door in. First of all, it was the wrong place, the wrong apartment. And they shot this woman. Then just recently, Elijah McClain. And then what's not being talked about in the mainstream media is the five people, I believe it's been five or six people, who have been lynched in the last 3 weeks. Lynched, hanging from trees. Let's go into sports when it comes to the noose that was hanging in the stall of NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace. And the FBI said it was not a hate crime. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to wake up. We have to wake up and understand that the enemy is attacking us. And the enemy is not the white man. Let me be first and foremost. Let me say this to you. Evil comes in all kinds of colors. They just do. Okay? Right now, the black man is being attacked. And there are various different reasons why they're being attacked and they're being brutalized and they're being murdered. I want to direct you to my big brother. His name is Timothy Stevens. Go to his Facebook page. I direct you to my big brother, Robert Young. Go to his page. There is a Facebook Live that my brother Tim did that talks about why we are being attacked as a race, why we are being attacked as black people. Why we are being brutalized as African Americans. And they know, because we are the chosen people. Once you understand that fact, then you'll understand why these atrocities are taking place right now. Let me say this. For those that want to defund the police department, my mother always said, and it's an old adage, is that there's one bad apple can spoil a bunch. I don't believe that every police officer is evil. I don't. As a matter of fact, for me, I've been around some great men and women who are in the police department. I've been around some great men and women who are first responders. But you got some that don't deserve to wear the badge. But that should not be a microcosm of hate toward every police officer. I'm going to say that. Those that are talking about defunding the police department, I don't necessarily agree with that. I believe that there should be reform. I believe that there are those that are in the police department that should not be wearing the badge and they should be removed. But let's be honest, team. For those officers that have been fired, you've now just put them back into society. Okay. For those officers that killed Breonna Taylor, you only have one that has been fired. He was not arrested. How do you change these things? You have to let your voices be known. So when it comes to those who are protesting, if it comes to those who are speaking up, bless those who are doing that. For those who are rioting, I understand what Dr. King said. You know, that, you know, and I'm paraphrasing that, you know, rioting is the language of the unheard. But I want people to understand the context that Dr. King put that in. Is if you listen to the entire speech, he did say that. That rioting is the language of the unheard. But what he also said was, if you're going to condemn rioting, which he did. If you're going to condemn it, then condemn the reason why people are rioting. That's real talk. That's real talk. So if you're going to quote Dr. King for those that are doing that, please quote him in his entirety. Don't quote him just from a blurb that he said in there. He did say riots are the language of the unheard. But he said, if you're going to condemn that, then condemn what causes the riots, which is the social injustices that are taking place in America at that time. Malcolm X said, education is the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today. Prepare for it today. Education. And I say that because I've been across my social media, and it was actually a dialogue that some of my former students had with a former player of mine who made some very derogatory statements when it came to African Americans, and they came after him with vengeance, and it was to a point where I had to step in and settle some things down. And it wasn't necessarily because this individual was racist. It was because this individual was uneducated. He didn't realize what he was saying when he said it. Team, fam, before you say something, I need you to educate yourself on what you're saying, research what you're saying, and understand that what you may say is not just going to hurt people around you, but the people who you're speaking it to. Now, I do understand that sometimes you can't educate ignorance. You can't. You can try. Some folks just want to be ignorant. Okay? But it's hard to separate. It's hard to try to educate someone who is moving in a mode of ignorance. Okay? Maya Angelou said, you may not control all events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. Let me say that again. You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. That's real talk. So, in this, what's going on today in this mode of injustices that's taking place, You have to let your voices be heard. I don't have a problem with the Black Lives Movement as a movement. People who are speaking about social injustices, people who are stepping out and saying that these things that are happening in the African American community is wrong. I have no problem with that. Now, I will be remiss to say that I have researched the BLM and I do have a problem with this organizational structure. Real talk. I have a problem with this organizational structure. The rapper Lord Jermar came out and said that the BLM is not our movement. It is a movement that has been given to us so it can be controlled. And I looked into that. And he's right. There are forces that are running and contributing to the Black Lives Movement that really don't care about Black lives. I'm sure I'm going to get some feedback and I'm sure I'm going to get people that's going to come at me about that. But I ask you and I say to you to research Black Lives Movement for yourself. I'm not coming against those who are out here protesting. No, not by any stretch of the means. Okay, that is the voice that we're supposed to have, is to be out here and to protest. And to talk about the social injustices and to vote these people out of office that are not helping us become better. But I really want you, if you don't believe me, I really want you to research the BLM movement and who is in control of it. How is it funded? Where the funding is going? And if I am incorrect, I will come back on this medium and I will apologize if I am incorrect. But I have researched this for myself. So instead of me saying Black Lives Matter, I'm going to say celebrate Black lives. Real talk. Celebrate Black lives. And for those that want to come on and say all lives matter, you're correct. All lives do matter. But if Black lives don't matter, if celebrating Black lives don't matter, then how can you say all lives matter? Real talk. How can you do that? The best way to defeat evil is love. I don't care how you think that love does not work. Love does work. Dr. King said, "I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear." As much as I want to hate what I see, and yes, it makes me angry, but the Bible says, be angry, yet sin not. I cannot control the things that I see. The only way that I can combat it is through prayer. Now, I know there are some that say, hey, Coach, these people need to be dealt with. I believe that the Bible says the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. I'm a firm believer in that. You know, it's hard for me sometimes, and I can be transparent, to sit and I see the atrocities and the things that are taking place in our community and against the African American, against the Black man. And I have to sit with my two sons and I have to explain, why is it that George Floyd complied with the officers and he lost his life? How do you talk to two teenage young men about that? Well, those are the conversations that I've had to have. And I continue to tell my sons that God is in control. I know that's sometimes a hard pill for everyone to swallow, but you just have to believe that God controls all. The Bible says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." I know that's hard. But because I am a believer, because I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, I believe what he says in his word, and I apply what he says in his word. Folks, I know it's hard. I know you're hurt. I know these things hurt you. And I want to help you. I'm going to give you the 10. You know I'm going to do my top 10. I always do my top 10s on ways to heal from hurt. Because I know what you see out here today is troubling. I know what you see out here today is distressing. I know what you see out here today is disturbing, but we have to heal. Once we are done protesting, once we are done speaking out, there has to be a healing that takes place because we are moving in a mode of hurt. We are hurting as a people. So I want to help you get through that. Amen. As I continue on, before I go to this top 10, the next real talk we're going to talk about is it's going to be a couple of phases. I want to talk about, you know, as we did today, what's going on. It's going to be continual what's going on. You know, I want to talk about how to be a man in society today, even in the midst of everything that's going on. I'm going to have some people that's going to come on who I trust, and we're going to talk. We're going to have some dialogue about some things. And then finally, I want to talk about how the church, not the Lord, how the church has failed in terms of dealing with what's going on in this world. There are some teachers and preachers that have been silent in the midst of what has been going on, where your voice should be heard and echoed even stronger than it was before all of this rhetoric and this killing and injustices have taken place. You're not speaking up. Shout out to Pastor Warren Stewart here in Arizona, who has taken that step forward and said enough is enough. Shout out to Ron Hale, Pastor Ron Hale, who has stepped up and said enough is enough. Shout out to Pastor Reginald Steele, who has stepped out and said enough is enough. Okay. But there are more. There are more. And I learned from a very wise man. He said to me, when you are silent, that means you agree. Because if you don't agree, you will speak up and say something. That's real talk. So for those that have their mouths shut, that are afraid to lose congregants, because you don't want to speak up to the social injustices that are taking place here in America, shame on you. But I'm not the one to judge. God will be your judge. For those that are speaking up against the injustices that are taking place today, we pray that you continue to stay strong. Shout out to Stephen Jackson, who was taken to the forefront of George Floyd's trial and are speaking out against the other injustices that are taking place in America. So, having said that, I want to give you the 10 ways to heal from your hurt. And when I do my top 10, this is not the end all of all. This is just the way that I receive things from God. These are the way that I see things, and I'm sure there's probably more. So here we go. Number one, strengthen your prayer life. Okay, pray without ceasing, the Bible says. Okay, We have to continue to pray about what's going on and let the Lord intervene. Let the Lord fight your battle. Amen. Number two, lean on wise counsel. Sometimes as you hurt and you're trying to heal, you try to do it by yourself. And, you know, the Bible says, well, there are a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Which means there are people that you, you know, if you're stressed out or you're hurting, there are people that you can talk to. You know, God has blessed me with so many people that I can lean on. And when it comes that time and I need to call them, I need to call them. And let me say this. This is not on my list, but let me say this. If you're moving in pride, pride tells you to stand in the corner. Pride tells you to keep your mouth shut. Pride tells you they don't want to be bothered with you. And the Bible says pride comes before the fall. So don't let your pride stop you from receiving healing. And a lot of times your pride, if your pride will block a blessing for the person that may have the healing for you. So don't be selfish and block someone else's blessing. That's just real talk right there. Okay. Number three, reject the lies. Reject the lies that the enemy tries to tell you. Okay. Your scriptures is Hebrews 13:5 and Psalm 139:7-11. Reject the lies, because the enemy will tell you, okay, well, you know, and you're in the midst of hurt. Well, you're no good to anyone. And that's a lie, because there is good in you. There are a lot of times that when you're moving in hurt, when you speak to someone else, you're actually speaking to yourself. I don't know how many can raise their hand on that. I can raise 2 hands and 2 feet. Is that there are sometimes when I'm moving in a mold and there's times when I'm hurt that God puts people in front of me that I can talk to. And when I talk to them, I find out that the word that God has given me for them is actually a word for myself. So reject the lies. Number four, recognize what's real and what's false. You know, it used to be a saying that, you know, when I was in school, you know, if a friend of mine had a toy or something when I was in elementary school and something I wanted to see, I would say to them, hey, can I see that? And he would say, see with your eyes and not with your hands. See with your eyes and not with your hands. The year of 2020 is vision. Use your vision. Look and see what's real and look and see what's not. You have an ability to discern what's real and what's not. Just like with this COVID-19, I can see what's real and what's not. I look behind the scenes of things. Just because something is sitting in front of me, I don't always look at what's in front of me. I kind of look at what's behind it. I don't use my natural eyes to see spiritual things. Real talk. Praise through your pain. Number five. You got to praise through your pain sometimes. Sometimes things hurt. Sometimes you are hurting. Something, you're depressed. You're dismayed. You're distraught. When praises go up, those blessings will come down. But you got to praise him. If you're going to praise him for the good things, you got to praise him for the things that are not the way you want it to be. You got to praise your way through it. Number six, rejoice through rejection. Listen, if you see something or someone and they have hurt you and they don't want to be about you, fam, team, let them go. Because a lot of times people are put in your life for a season. Okay. And as the famous songwriter Israel Houghton said, seasons are not governed by clocks and calendars. Seasons are governed by revelation and truth. Sometimes it's just that person's season to leave. Don't always look at it as rejection. Look at it as release. Sometimes people are released. Okay? And trust and believe, if you try to hold on to someone that God wants released, he's going to make it to where you have no choice but to release them. So rejoice through rejection. Number seven, worship through your worry. It goes back to what I said. If you're going to pray, why worry? If you're going to worry, why pray? There's no need for it. Worship is your worship. It wars for you. So just worship. And I know you're saying, Coach, what if I don't know how to worship? It's not hard. Put on a song that you love to listen to and just talk to God. It can be the most babble that you don't know what to say to him. Just talk to him. That's it. Number 8, speak those things that be not as though they are. You want to stop hurting and speak it out of your mouth. I will not hurt anymore. I will not allow this to hurt me. I will not allow what I see to dictate hurt in my life. I'm going to continue to press. I'm going to continue to push. I'm going to continue to persevere. Because your press, your push, and your perseverance produces power. Real talk. You speak those things. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So you have to do a daily affirmation to yourself. You are more than a conqueror. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. You have to speak those things out in the open. And because we're moving and hurt, we have a tendency to keep our mouths closed. That's what the enemy wants you to do, is to keep your mouth shut. But you got to do what the woman with the issue of blood, who just reached out for the hem of the Lord's garment, she would not be stopped. And because of her faith, because she touched the hem, one of the hem of his tallit, Jesus turned around and said, because of your faith, I have made you whole. Number 9. Get out and enjoy life. I said this already. Don't allow this disease to stop you from living your life. Because, like I said, if you're too worried about dying, then you're not living. You're moving in a mode of fear. Now, it doesn't say, you know, as the Bible says, be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. It's not saying not be aware of your surroundings and not be aware of what's going on in the world. But don't let that dictate how you live your life. And number 10. Find laughter. Guys, we are not laughing anymore. You see what's going on in the MSN, the mainstream media, and you just don't find anything to laugh about. Listen, I'm going to find laughter. I go back. I'm old school. I watch Sanford and Son and the Bernie Mac show and something that's going to make you laugh, because laughter cures all ills. It just does. You got to get out. You got to laugh. Enjoy your life. Okay. That's my top 10, guys. Man, it's been a minute and I wanted to get on here and I wanted to talk a little bit to you guys. I miss you guys. But I want you to understand something. What you see today should not dictate how you live your life. Okay? Understand that your Lord and Savior is your primary physician. He is your lawyer. He is the person that you lean on. Understand that if you follow his precepts, if you follow his word, that nothing will happen to you as long as you stay faithful unto his word. And if you don't understand one thing that I said today, understand that your power comes from your perseverance. It comes from your push, and it comes from you just staying in his presence. Man, time flies when you're having fun. My time is up, guys, but I thank you for joining me for Real Talk for Real People, and I pray that the information that you received today be on soft soil, and I pray that your week be successful and prosperous in Jesus' name. Join me next week for another intriguing episode of Real Talk for Real People. And until then, remember, whenever you talk to someone, make sure to keep it real. I'll see you next week.